Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe. But with all that we've been through, after all this time, I'm coming
out, baby. I reach towards the sky. What is going on, my beloved mafia, whatever. Welcome to Monday's edition of The Hot Seat. I hope all of you, somewhat enjoyed this morning on Dear America. You know, I mean, it's, man, it's just becoming one of those things where I'm really getting sick and tired of talking about it. I know you're getting sick and tired. Hell, I think we're all getting sick and tired of talking about it, hearing about it, reading about it. But I just don't think it's ever going to be one of those things that goes away until we get the answers that we deserve, you know? And so, I mean, there's like 400 of you in the chat right now, and I know you guys that are here. I mean, y'all listened to me, you followed me, you paid attention and all that good stuff. Like, I mean, I'm serious. Are you willing to let this go? Like, I mean, that's the $1 million question. Are you willing to let this go? And I'm sorry. I'm just not there. I'm not, too many things. Man, that like I've told y'all time and time again, my equation has to balance. Like, it has to. If you give me this problem, this solution, fine. But it has to, you know, I say make it make sense. But my equation has to balance. And with everything that we were told in the beginning, then everything leading up to it, and then what we were told in the memo versus what Trump said yesterday or over the weekend, I'm sitting here I'm sorry, it just doesn't make sense. And the whole excuse that, well, you know, I mean, some innocent people are going to, you know, get their names destroyed over. I don't give a rat's ass. I don't care. Like, I don't. Let me clear the air here. If my name was on the list, I'd be telling everybody, y'all, I hung out with the dude for an hour, had dinner with him, and that was it. And here's everything you need to know. Check my checking account, bank account, check the GPS in my phone. The government has free reign to look at whatever they want to look at. And that's just where I'm at. But I have to say this. The title of this episode is FBI or Rumble. And it's not what you think it is. And on the thumbnail, we got it wrong. Because, listen, the majority of people, okay, when they heard the reports that Bongino and Bondi had an argument, Bongino left and said, the thing was he's on vacation, which, of course, Graham proved today that, you know, he's not on vacation. He's taking necessary time off to figure out, you know, what he wants to do. And when everybody hears that, and, well, Bongino's thinking, the first thing that came to everybody's mind, everybody I've talked to, every influencer I've talked to, every person I've talked to, every friend I've talked to, have all asked the same question. What's he going to do? What do you think he's going to do? And that's the first question that came to everybody's mind. I'm sorry, y'all. That's not the first thing that came to my mind. Like, it's not. It's not even the second thing that came to my mind was, what's Bongino going to do? And I will explain exactly what I mean, because the thing with Dan is a way, 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 way bigger problem than the media's reporting, than influencers are talking about. It's a way bigger problem than what people are talking about, and I will explain why. But I have to talk about first my friends at Keto Brains. I had them on the show the other day. Guys, I'm telling you right now, they're back. And this has been one of my favorite sponsors. And honestly, other than Blackout Coffee, this is my favorite product. I absolutely love this product. It is a creamer that you can put in your coffee. You can put in your protein shakes, your smoothies, hot water, tea. I've heard of people dry scooping this stuff. It's a nootropic that helps with brain fog, that helps your brain get up and go in the morning. I don't know about you. It takes mine forever to get going in the morning, but I've been taking this stuff religiously. All right, since they became a sponsor. And let me just tell you right now, I talked to the folks at Keto Brains last night, and they are willing to do this right here. So if you go, links in the description, if you go to Keto Brains right now, all right, and you order and use code HOTSEAT, and you order $100 or more worth of product, they're going to send you two free things, okay? They're going to send you this right here, okay? This, not this kit, but this frother. Kendra, I call it an electric stirrer. Kendra calls it a frother. So this frother right here, all right, and this mug. So they're going to send you this brass knuckles mug and this little USB chargeable. It's not this one. This is a different one I've got. But the Keto Brains frother and mug for free. So go to ketobrains.com. The link is in the description right now. And get your $100 worth of stuff using code HOTSEAT at checkout. You'll get a free mug and a free frother for free. So there you go. These are good people. This product absolutely works. But before we get going, it's not a frother, Alicia. It's a stirrer. It's an electric stirrer. I'm not calling it frother. It's like the coffee pot. I'm not calling it a craft. It's a pot. It's a coffee pot. It's not a freaking, and if you call it a craft, you're a communist. Anyway. So get your electric stirrer, USB rechargeable stirrer, and coffee mug for free. Anyway, I want to play this clip first, okay? Before I get into what I was talking about with Bongino, I want to get into this first. I want to play this clip. This is Donald Trump talking about Bongino, and then I want to explain to you why it's such a big deal, okay? So here we go. This is Donald Jaquarius.
Oh, I think so. I did. I spoke to him today. Dan Bongino, very good guy. I've known him a long time. I've done his show many, many times. And he sounded terrific, actually. No, I think he's in good shape.
On this 1 year anniversary of Butler,
what was he said, I talked to Bongino. He's a really good guy. He sounds really, really good. Yada, yada, yada. Okay, fine. Whatever. All right, let me explain to you. And somebody asked about the frother, the stirrer. Y'all, I don't use it just for coffee. Dude, that thing stirs my pre-workout. It stirs my make wellness stuff. It stirs my protein shakes. I use it to stir everything because it doesn't make a mess. I love it. I love this little thing.
It's great.
Anyway.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Okay, on a serious note, let me tell you why this is such a big deal. All right, and why we could possibly be in a lot of trouble. As a country right now. And yeah, maybe I'm putting a whole lot of faith in Dan Bongino, but when I heard this, when I read this for the first time, that Bongino was taking some time, he was going to, you know, decide whether he even wants to do the job anymore, whatever. The first thing that came to my mind was, okay, what did he see? What did he read? And what did he hear to question his loyalty to the Trump administration? Now, this is not in no way, shape, form, or fashion bad, talking bad about Dan Bongino. And let me just give you this, okay? With everything that I'm about to explain to you guys, the reason why I don't have to have sources, I don't have to read a document, and Dan Bongino doesn't have to call me himself for me to know this. And the reason why is because game recognizes game. Now, I don't have Bongino's money. I don't have his fame. I don't have his notoriety. I don't have his sources. I don't. But to the core, I see myself, a lot of myself in Dan Bongino. All right. We're passionate, very passionate. Heart. Loyalty is more than just a word to Dan Bongino. Okay? It's more than just a word. When Bongino raised his hand and took an oath to be the deputy director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, it wasn't just words on a paper. All right? He took that to heart, to absolute heart. We have been, all of us have been watching him for years, from Fox News to show on Fox to Rumble to the radio, whatever you want to call it. Trump has his loyalty, undeniable, unrelenting loyalty. And you say, oh, Todd, come on now. It's not that serious. Okay. All right. Take loyalty out of it or add to it. Service. I wore a uniform, loyalty, honor, integrity. You take an oath. Bongino was a police officer, was a Secret Service agent. The man has been in service his entire life. Take him away from the PD and he's in the Secret Service. Take him away from that, he's servicing you, the people at Rumble and the people who listen to him. He's been in service his whole life. And if you ever listen to this man, he does it with all of his heart. Every bit of it. Every bit of it. He's heart. When he says it, he means it. He has never given you or me just straight lip service. If it comes out of his mouth, it's coming from his heart. He is loyal and he is a selfless servant, period. That is the reason why he is in a lose-lose situation right now. Because I promise you, Dan Bongino knows beyond a shadow of a doubt that he can't win. Because if he stays in the FBI, he knows it's a lose for him personally. It's a lose. But if he leaves, he knows he's hurting America. And America loses. Because I don't care what you think of Dan Bongino. If you think for 1 second that that man walks away from the Trump administration and it doesn't affect the Trump administration and the midterms, you're crazy. And I don't care what he says on his show. I don't care what PR spin they spin on it. I don't care. It's going to hurt. It's going to hurt. So when people are like, well, I wonder what Dan's going to do. I backed up and went, holy shit. What did he see? What did he read? What did he witness to make him question his loyalty to Trump and the FBI? What happened? Because a man doesn't take an oath like that weekly, whatever the word is. Okay? He doesn't. What did he see? What did he hear to make him question it? And if that doesn't scare you, I don't know what to tell you, because it scares the shit out of me. It scares the absolute hell out of me that the man is questioning his loyalty to the president, to the job, and to the country. And let me go on record by saying, whatever he decides, I 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000% stand behind Dan Bongino, because I believe him to be a man full of character, honor, and integrity. And that I have no doubt of. None whatsoever. And so that's just where I'm at with it. And, you know, here we go. But, whew, it's just one of them worlds we live in, folks. You know, I mean, unfortunately it is. And I understand. And the reason I understand and I identify with Dan and that type of loyalty is because I have it. I mean, when I decided to become a part of something bigger than myself and joining Dear America with Graham, I left my home, my kids, and Kendra. I took a camper and moved 7 hours down the road and lived in a camper for a year to work with and for Graham. Then I moved to Texas, and then I moved back from Texas, all because I believe in Graham and what we're doing here on Dear America and what I'm doing so much. And we are in the process right now, of selling our home and moving to South Carolina so I can continue being a part of Dear America with Graham. So I get loyalty. I 100% get it. And I have to sit back and think, what would have to happen in order for me to question my loyalty to Graham, Chad, and Dear America? And I'm going to be real with y'all. It would take a lot. And so thinking that way and looking at the situation that Bongino's in right now, I'm like, this is a big problem. To hell with the Maxwell saying she's wanting to testify or talk. To hell with what Cash says. To hell with what Trump tweets or social lights or whatever the hell he calls it. This is the problem in my book, is what has to happen for one of the most loyal human beings in our world, in the conservative world, to start questioning. Something to think about, folks. I'm just saying. All right. Well, we did have a win. We had a couple wins today, and some, not just some wins, like just some really weird shit happened. I mean, I'll show you. But the Supreme Court had another decision today, and Brianna, my dear buddy, posted this earlier. In a 6-3 decision, the Supreme Court upholds the termination of numerous employees and supports initiatives to dismantle the Department of Education. So I don't know what you think about having a federalized Department of Education, but I'm sorry, I'm 100% behind it, because the test scores have tanked ever since we formed the Department of Education. Just simply my decision on it, or my opinion on the matter, is I think each state should have to govern and deal with their own education requirements simply because every state's different. Okay. You know, you guys that live in California, you have different needs in California than we do here in Mississippi. You know, we're agricultural and we do a whole lot of meal, steel mill and aluminum plants and stuff like that, cotton farming and stuff like that here. I would rather see our kids learning that kind of stuff in high school and little trades here and there to do that kind of, to push them in that realm. And in California, I don't know, y'all house illegals and maybe you can have a class on that. I don't know. But the states should be the ones deciding, not the federal government. Simply because, I mean, 4 years of Joe Biden and the Department of Education allowed your kids to read pornography. They allowed your kids to learn about, sex transition surgeries and hormone blockers and God knows what else. So, every state should have to do their own. And stop it. It's not a frother. It's an electric stirrer. It's not a frother. That's not even a word. Like when I put it in there, it spell checked it. Okay. Something extreme. This is just weird. Okay. I come across this about 30 minutes while I was show prepping, which if I was out of breath and seemed kind of tired, it's because about 20 minutes, okay, before the show was supposed to go live, I was in here still prepping and getting things ready. And the last two times, Kendra, I love you, boo-boo, but the last two times she's been on the lawnmower, she's got it stuck the last two times. And so I get a text message, hey, can you come push me? Yeah, lawnmower sitting like this in the front yard right now. Yeah. And then 5 minutes, like when I was clicking the live button, she turned on my 120-gallon air compressor. And so, yeah, if I seem tired, it's because Kendra's driving me nuts. But this, anyway, I come across this while laughing at Kendra for getting a lawnmower stuck. So I don't know if y'all seen this. This is just weird. I mean, really, really weird. So breaking. Now, this was the initial report. Okay. Teddy bear covered in human remains was found in California. Picture this. You're grabbing snacks at a gas station and you spot a teddy bear wrapped in what looks like human remains. Yes, that happened in Victorville, California. Deputies say the creepy bear-shaped object was just laying outside a convenience store. The coroner scooped it up, and now they're trying to figure out where the hell it came from. So, yeah, here's the clip of it right here.
New at 6, this is a story not for the faint of heart. First, we want to warn you some of the details you might find disturbing. We've also blurred some of the graphic images from this as well. What you're looking at here is what San Bernardino County Sheriff's deputies found at the AMPM at Bear Valley and Amethyst Roads in Victorville today. Someone had reported finding an object that appeared to be covered in human remains. It is a teddy bear-shaped object. It was left on the ground right outside that convenience store. The coroner's office has picked up that item and is now investigating. New at 6.
Okay, so this is just gross. But doing a little bit more research into this, okay, the terror teddy sparks human remains scare. So, and the creator, all right, so featured, this is a company called Dark Seed Creations, and they create skin bears. And it's legit. Now, it's not made out of human remains, but, I mean, this is the bear right here. This is what the little disgusting little thing looks like. I mean, there's a face on the teddy bear's back. I mean, like, seriously, it's not even Halloween. What is wrong with people? The creator said, yes, I made the bear. That's my Etsy shop in the news. No, I wasn't in on a prank. The creator posted after their phone got nuked with these images. The bear was shipped to a buyer, and what they did with it, they left it on the side of the road or next to a bus stop to freak people out. And so I did a little bit more research. This is their Etsy shop right here. I mean, it's nothing illegal, but I mean, you know, that's a Christmas stocking. That's a Christmas stocking. I mean, I just don't. I mean, it's their website. So we are Dark Seed Creations, a small but motivated company specializing in horror culture and special effects. We believe passionately in quality work and excellent service. Look, I mean, I got nothing. Like, I really, man, people just, I don't know. But no, it's latex. So all this stuff is like made like this. Hang on. They got fleshy fun. Hang on, let me pull this up. I'm telling y'all, this is just gross. Like flesh hats or whatever. All right. And it tells you it's made out of latex or whatever. Like, it's just here we go. Yeah. I mean, if you want a leather face mask, hand stitched materials made out. I mean, I got to give them credit where credit is due. They're talented. I mean, that takes talent to do this. But I mean, I ain't wearing this. This is gross. I mean, it's just this is weird. But anyway, so, yeah, I just found that story and I was like, you know what? I mean, I had to see it. So y'all had to. And we're just going to stay on this really disgusting, horrific humanity roller coaster real quick. So have y'all heard of this chick, Brianna Moore, a 19-year-old out of Florida? Yeah, seriously, demonic. Wait till I read this to you because it gets worse. Brianna Moore, 19 years old, and charged with aggravated manslaughter and child neglect after her newborn was found dead in a towel in a trash can. Her roommates alerted police after discovering the body in their University of Tampa residence. The baby had fractured ribs and lung hemorrhaging, with medical examiner ruling it a homicide. Moore was arrested in my state and will be extradited to Florida. So, yeah, there she is. 19-year-old threw her baby in a freaking dumpster and left the kid to die. But update on that. She was arrested last year for suffocating her newborn baby in a dorm room and then throwing it in a trash can. Newly records show that Moore sent text messages about saying that her preferred method of birth control was Plan C, aka killing the baby. She's facing 30 years in prison if convicted. I got one better. All right, suffocate her, wrap her in a towel, and throw her in a dumpster. I'm sorry. I'm just there. Like, whatever you do to somebody should be done to you. All right, I don't know what kind of human being, because there are so many people out there. I've got family members that they can't have children. Like, they can't, they physically, medically can't have kids. And this piece of shit at 19 years old gets pregnant, has the kid, suffocates it, rolls it up in a towel like a taco, and throws it in a dumpster. This kid's 19 years old. This is what happens, you freaking snowflake piece of shit, liberal, woke culture Democrats that affirm and confirm every little thing that your kids think. This is what they grow up to be. This is what they grow up to be. All right, that grow up with no rules, not getting their asses beat. And you're just like, they're just expressing themselves. They're just expressing themselves. No, they're not. They're badass kids and they need their asses beat. Because what happens is when little Brianna didn't get her ass beat when she was a kid and she got away from her family, she got pregnant and murdered her baby and threw it in a dumpster. They have no value for human life whatsoever. This person is a monster. And damn, 30 years in prison. 30 years in prison. No, death penalty. Death penalty by suffocation and dumpster diving and just like a like MJ in the finals and leave her ass there. Pitiful. Absolutely pitiful. But again, here's another one. Here's another one. You continue to affirm everything your little kids want to do, and this is the generation that you're raising. Okay, this is what your kids grow up to be right here. Little evil people like this.
When will he die? When will he die? I can't keep doing this. When will he die?
I'm sorry. And yeah, she's talking about President Trump. She's talking about President Trump. And here's is my thing here. Like, why can they not find these people? Okay? Hang on. Because I know you can. All right? I know you can do it. Because did y'all see the clip? All right? And I just thought of this off the top of my head here. But you mean to tell me you can't take these psychotic little TikTokers and put their faces in facial recognition, figure out who the hell they are? I mean, conservative influencers get swatted all the time. Why ain't you kicking in their doors? Because it is possible. It is possible, okay? Because watch this. They can do it.
This video was captured by a Richmond Heights police officer sitting in his vehicle back in June.
One of them climbed up on the push bumper and began to dance on the push
on a
bumper.
Cop car.
And then another two females came walking around the other way as well. Climbed up on the side of the car. One was standing about right here, dancing on the hood. And then another one then climbed up on the wheel and then onto the hood of the cruiser as well.
And you were able to somehow identify at least one or two of the people who were doing this. How'd you do that?
Correct.
With the help of the Northeast Ohio Regional Fusion Center, they were able to identify the women using facial recognition software called Clearview AI.
They also then do a little bit further investigation into social media accounts and other data.
So, yeah, these ratchet, ratty-ass, no-home-training kid, I mean, one of them looked like they were grown. Cop is sitting in the car, and they just climb on the hood for the ticky-tock and start twerking on the hood of a cop car. And the officer just sat there. I'm sorry, I'd have got out and tased your fat ass and watched you flop around like a fish. I mean, I probably would have lost my job and went to jail, but I'd have went down laughing. But AI, facial recognition, picked them up, and all three of them got arrested. All three of them. I'm telling you, like, harsher, you got to start making an example out of somebody. Or eventually that you're just going to see everything. They're going to be doing it everywhere. I mean, except around me, because I, never mind. Can't say that, Todd. Can't say that. Oh, Lord have mercy. These damn people, boy. I tell you what. Anyway, let's talk about Rumble Premium really quick, guys. If you do not have Rumble Premium subscription, you absolutely should. The sponsorship is from Rumble and one that is important to the survival of this company. Rumble started in 2013. They built a platform for people like me, small creators. They didn't censor. They don't censor. They're fair. They treat us all the same. But Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, back when it was Twitter, they shut us all down. Rumble didn't. They held the line. But right now, you can scan this QR code right now, get $10 off the annual subscription to Rumble Premium. The biggest reason for it, no ads. I absolutely hate logging on to other people's Rumble account and seeing ads. I don't have them on mine. Like, I get the Hulu Premium, the YouTube TV Premium, just so I don't have to watch commercials. So listen, scan this QR code and go get you Rumble Premium now, just to save the headache from the ads. Join the community that believes in the First Amendment, believes in human right to free speech. $10 off with the promo code STUDIO when you purchase an annual subscription. Like I said, if you have the means and believe in the cause, now's the time to join Rumble Premium. Make it happen. Well worth it. And also, you know, every once in a while, I do one of these. There is a link floating around about the crypto. If you could click that link and sign that petition for me to keep cryptocurrency in America, instead of outside of our borders, I would greatly appreciate it. But let's go on with the show. Enough paying the bills. So, again, back to the whole affirming mindset here. All right, because this is what happens. All right, I can only imagine, like, all of our boys, like, we don't have grandkids yet. Our oldest is 26 and our youngest is 18. I can only imagine what our kids' kids are going to have to go through at this point, because this right here, this in a library, like, this in a damn library, and it'll blow your mind.
Okay, we're gay, but we're in Barnes & Noble's. And there's a kids book section, a gay kids book section. And this shit is crazy. Look at this. Okay, there's the gay VCs, right? Bye bye binary. Bye bye binary with a mohawk on a baby. Gay VCs, you're not ready. You hold this. Okay. What? A is for arrow and ace. B is for bi. This is crazy. We're gay, but this is crazy. What? For a baby? Okay, E is for equality. We'll take that. F is for family. Okay, we're getting better. Okay, why did it start so crazy?
G is for
it got
gay.
Better.
I is for intersex.
It's pushing it.
I don't even know what that means. I don't even know what that means.
J is for joy. J is for joy. We'll take T-O and T-O. That looks nice. Forgot this one. K is for Kiki. Oh, wait, I guess there's no gay word for M.
Like, I mean, not to be funny, but that book right there is for babies, for like little babies. I is for intersex. I'm 42 years old. I don't even know what the hell that means. Like, I don't even know what that means. I still have no, people have tried to explain to me what the hell binary and non-binary means. I thought they were numbers. I mean, I thought binary was like code, like 00100101. I don't even know what the hell that means. I have no idea. Thank God me and Kendra did not have kids. I'm telling you, so help me, Lord Jesus, if I walked through a damn Barnes & Noble and my little two-year-old girl or three-year-old girl was holding Jesus for God, Lord have mercy. I'd go right across the street to a Chevron or a Lowe's and I'd get lighter fluid and a match. I'd burn that whole damn section down and I'd go to jail. I'd go to jail for everybody. I'd go to jail for people and be like, hell yeah, I did it. Hey, yeah, yeah. Because I don't want my neighbor's kids walking in here and reading I is for intersex and J is for jerking off. Like, I don't want my friend's two-year-old or my nieces seeing that shit. I'd burn the whole section down and happily go to jail. Happily. It's insane. Totally insane. So CNN, if you didn't pay attention, I posted this on my social. I thought it was absolutely hilarious. So CNN went to bat. If you didn't know, there was a ICE raid in California at a weed farm, okay? And CNN was pissed off because Donald Trump said, well, we're not going after farmers. We're not going after farm help and stuff like that and yada, yada, yada. And CNN just made an ass of themselves, like total ass of themselves, because they had Jillian Michaels on and she just embarrassed the hell out of them. But so, on top of raiding a weed farm in California, this is basically what they happened. So one of the illegal aliens that they arrested at the weed farm was a child molester, sentenced 7 years over kidnapping and attempted rape. All right, so look at this winner right here. So, yeah, to the idiots at CNN and all the other legacy medias that say, oh, man, they're taking just your family, they're off the street, they're taking innocent people off the street. Now there's a child molester right there, okay? And if they get 3 people, hell, if they get 10 people that just crossed the border illegally, for every child molester that they get that crossed. I'm good with those numbers. I'm perfect for those numbers. I'm okay with it. I'm okay. But here is a picture from the weed farm. These are all unaccompanied minors. Now, this is going to come in. This is a picture. Burn this picture into your memory real quick, because this is going to come in handy in a little bit. One of these kids was 14 years old, unaccompanied, no parents. None of these little turd blossoms had parents or guardians around them. They're all minors without adult supervision, just working a weed farm. You know, just working a weed farm. And during the raid, this jackass right here decided.
It appears a protester.
He gonna shoot a gun at police.
It appears a protester fired some kind of gun at federal agents. This happened this afternoon. It was a really chaotic scene at the time. A lot of smoke was being launched at the protesters. And again, it appears a protester fired back with that weapon. It looks like he fired at least a couple of times. We have not heard about any agents being hurt.
Okay. And the reason I highlight this jackass holding what looks to be a gun is because I don't really get into the comment section a whole lot on my social medias, on my social media accounts. But yeah, Alicia made a good point. The owner of the farm is one of Nucifer's donors. Imagine that. That's why Nucifer was so pissed about it, because, you know, his cousin's weed farm got raided for, you know, miners working there. But anyway, I got into an argument with this absolute walking rock with lips, pecker wood, mouth breathing rooster fish, has to be reminded to blink and breathe liberal retard on my socials, because I posted this clip and I said, ah, look at here. This jackass is firing a gun at ICE agents. And this guy, I don't want to say his name because I don't even want to give the asshole credit, but he said, excuse me, all you Trumpsters do is lie. How do you know that's not a water pistol? I'm like, so what if it is a water pistol? It looks like a gun. And he goes, oh, so you can't handle the facts because you can't prove that's actually a gun. This is where, again, you know, we're building a whole theme today on affirming your children, okay, and just letting your kids express themselves. And I'm going to say something that's really controversial in a minute, but my boys, oh, they're retarded. I love them. I love them. They're retarded. But none of my children are stupid enough to point anything at any other human being that resembles a gun. Not just a cop, but any human being. They know better. And the point I made to this retard on Instagram is that, let me break it down for you. If you're dumb enough to point something that looks like a gun at a cop, I'm sorry. Not sorry. You deserve 3 in the chest and going home in a bag. You play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. See, I'm not that cop. No, hell no. So what this moron was basically telling me is that cop should have just not done anything and took a 50-50 shot that was a gun or not. And if he got shot, well, you know, then it was a gun. Then the justice system will prevail. No, hell no. I don't care if it's a super soaker. If I'm in a uniform and a badge and you point that damn thing at me, you're going home in a bag. Like that Florida sheriff said, we'll send the remains to your family because we're going to kill you graveyard dead. Dead. Sane people, normal human beings, no, you don't point anything that resembles a gun at any adult, not just a cop, any adult. And this jackass responded, well, why don't you tell that 10-year-old's mama who got shot by a cop who pointed what looked like to be an M4 at a cop? Okay, I'll tell her. Yeah, you should have raised your kid better. I mean, I'm sorry your kid is dead. And that's the controversial statement I was talking about. Ma'am, I'm sorry your kid's dead. But you know what? If you would have raised little Timmy right, he'd still be breathing. Not sorry. Not sorry. I got six of them. All of them are still living. All of them. Ain't none of them been shot. Ain't none of them been to jail. Ain't none of them done none of that. None of that. Not because they're scared of the law. Not because they're scared of a judge or the police. Because they're scared of me. Same thing. I was scared of Spartacus. I didn't do any of that shit. Not because I was worried about the consequences of the judicial system. Hell no. I was worried about that belt going through them loops. That's what I was worried about. But this is another group that they arrested there that Gavin Newsom is so richly defending. Roman is a Didio, a Mexican illegal immigrant convicted of kidnapping, attempted rape, and attempted child molestation. Right, it's a winner right there. Jose Orellana, Salvadorian illegal, convicted of a DUI and hit and run with property damage. Juan Duarte Velasquez, Mexican illegal, rape and DUI. Adriana Gonzalez, that's kind of counterproductive, but okay. Mexican illegal, three-time burglary and a DUI. Yeah. Yeah. They're just willy-nilly taking innocent people. I heard one dumbass say the other day, they actually got a disabled veteran who was born in Minnesota and we ain't seen him since. Bullshit. Whatever. They ain't taking American citizens to Alligator Alcatraz or where. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. So here is Jillian Michaels. This is 2 minutes and 37 seconds, but I'm telling you, it's worth every second. Worth every second. This is Jillian Michaels on CNN, and this lady just makes a complete ass of herself.
Let's look at what just happened at the glass house marijuana farm. Here's what people don't want to see. On the other side, they don't want to see people throwing rocks into the cars of federal agents. They don't want to hear that someone supposedly opened fire on them. They also don't want to learn that there are a bunch of kids there that are undocumented or unaccompanied, and they think this is crazy talk, and we should be focusing on that. And I, for one thing, how did those kids get there?
Well, I just want to add one thing. We do have to go, but the UFW, the United Farm Workers, put out a statement about this. They said the UFW can confirm farm workers were critically injured yesterday during chaotic raids in Ventura County, California. Others, including U.S. citizens, remain totally unaccounted for. Many workers, including U.S. citizens, were held by federal authorities at the farm for 8 hours or more. U.S. citizen workers report only being released after they were forced to delete photos and videos of the raid from their phones. They also added that farm work is exempted from child labor laws. So
you're telling me undocumented?
I'm not talking about the undocumented part, but according to this statement, in this country, not just at farm, not at marijuana
don't
farms
give me
at all.
Semantics.
Farms.
Look at the reality of what we're talking about. How did an unaccompanied, undocumented 14-year-old
Jillian,
in the middle of
hey,
the
Jillian,
day?
I believe. And many people might believe children should be subject to child labor laws.
Absolutely.
But it's true in this country that when it comes to agricultural work, they're not. And that includes marijuana farms. So,
wrong, dipshit idiot. Wrong. This is California. All right. Whatever. 1500.6 right there. Age restrictions. Employees or persons retained by a licensee to work within or on licensed premises or handle cannabis or cannabis products shall be at least 21 years old. 21 years old. So, no. We're not talking We're not talking about that cute, and I don't know. I think it's Reese something on Instagram. I watch all of that kid's vid, every one of them. I think he's like 12. I mean, it's a 12-year-old working a massive combine in like Nebraska or something like that. I mean, it's a 12-year-old. Yes, you can bale hay, run tractors and stuff like that on a farm as a kid. Several people did it. Several. But you can't handle marijuana as a minor, you moron. And I have watched closely to CNN on Twitter to see if this dipshit is going to post a retraction. Hasn't happened yet. And that's... I'll get to that in a minute. I'll get to that. Remember that. Okay. Remember that. Just idiot. I agree. Miss AIG, pot ain't cotton. You're right. And I'm telling you, I don't know who the little kid is, but they have a little Instagram page. I watch all of his clips. I mean, it's a 12-year-old in a big, big, big combine on the radio talking to his parents, driving the hell out of that thing. I love it. I love it. Love it. It's great. It's great. So, Mama Dama Donna Dama Donny, the New York wannabe mayor, made the news again. And so New York used to be one of the top cities or top states that people visit every year. It used to be number one, number two every single year. Well, it's dropped to 5. Okay. California, I don't know why. California is number one. Florida's number two. New York is now number 5, and Mama Dama Donna Donnie is blaming, you guessed it, President Trump for New York's tourist problems. So, I mean, you can't make this shit up. But anyway, let's watch this moron right here.
As Bob was saying, fight back against an authoritarian administration, and Donald Trump's attempt at ripping up the very fabric of the city that we call home, of the country that we belong to and that we love. We know that his policies, they are not just disappearing our neighbors, detaining our friends. They are also turning the world away from our city. The rapid decline of tourists coming to this city is an issue not simply for us living up to our word as a city that welcomes the world, but it's one that has very real economic impacts for artists that are with me here today and those beyond. It is the difference between whether or not people can afford to keep calling the city their home. And so I will be proud to be the mayor of this city, to stand up for this city, and to make it clear that the world is welcome in this city, and that we need to turn the page on this federal administration that is looking to inspire fear among people across this country and across this world when they come to think of who we are and what we are.
Yeah, so I'm loving this. You know, the reason why tourism in New York City sucks and the reason why nobody wants to come and visit our city is because of Donald Trump's policies. You know, it ain't got nothing to do with, you know, all the jackasses that you've let there, all the, you know, there's no hotel rooms because, I mean, shit, you've given all of the luxury hotel suites to illegals. It's not because you won't let the NYPD, you won't let law enforcement actually enforce the law. No, that ain't got nothing to do with it. It's because of Trump's failed policies. Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, peckerhead, but Florida, for the third year in a row, has the number one economy in the United States. And guess what? Guess what? They have Trump's policies, Trump's immigration policies, alligator Alcatraz, law and order, and Florida's doing just fine. Lowest number of state workers per capita, lowest debt per capita, second lowest spending, no income tax, number one public higher education system, lowest in-state tuition, universal school choice, law and order, and number one for new business formations. I'm telling you, I'm talking to Graham every single day. We need to pack up and move to Florida. But again, mama dama dama bama dama dami dami, his idea to fix everything is, you know, state-owned grocery stores, is, you know, we're going to take the wealthy's studio apartments and Airbnbs, and we're going to give them to homeless people. Sure, sure. That'll make more people want to visit New York. Yeah. Mm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I got about 7 minutes left, and I didn't really get to say everything I wanted to say this morning about Trump's post on Epstein, and I'm not going to take a whole long time. But after today, I'm going to take the Charlie Kirk approach. He said something earlier today that, you know, really resonated with me, and I was like, you know what, that's a damn good idea. I don't trust that they're going to get it done, but you know, it's better than nothing. But before we do, let's start. You know, I saw this. I thought it was really cool. It might be something some of you guys would be interested in. Something I'm definitely interested in, but it's a detox. This is from Deep State Detox. Let's check this out. It's the first time I've seen this, so let's check this out. All right, so there used to be a world conquered and ruled by great men of action, the Greeks, Romans, Babylonians. So why are we so freaking lame? Why is it hard to get out of bed sometimes? The answer is simple. The modern world fills us with chemicals and takes our freedom. That's what Deep State Detox is here to fix. It's a new supplement for patriots, freedom lovers, and anyone who wants to reclaim their bioessence purity. It's designed to help promote cellular repair, invigorate the subconscious, and fire up your body's natural renewal mechanisms, and is filled with the kind of stuff Big Pharma and the government doesn't want you to know about. You don't have to consent to taking their pills. It's your right to take these capsules and embrace health and freedom over mind control. So you can scan this QR. Look, I'm in the middle of a new workout, and I'm doing a cleanse in the next week. And I looked this up. I need to detox. I need to get these nasty chemicals and just the diet that I'm on right now. Y'all, I'm not going to lie. I mean, I've been eating a lot of junk. Starburst and Milk Duds, and I got to give up my Dino Nuggets, but you know, okay. So it's always good for those of you who don't work out or haven't worked out in a while. It's always good to do a good cleanse before you start a new program. And so check these guys out. Okay. Scan this QR code, check out Deep State Detox. It might be good for you. So I'm going to check it out. So I agree. You probably should too. So thank you. That is the last one for today. But this is basically what Charlie said about the Epstein list and how he's going to handle things moving forward. And I honestly can't disagree with it.
Honestly, I'm done talking about Epstein for the time being. I'm going to trust my friends in the administration. I'm going to trust my friends in the government to do what needs to be done, solve it, balls in their hands. I've said plenty this last weekend. So if you guys want to see my commentary on it, that's fine. Honestly, I'm...
And I mean, listen, there's nothing wrong with what he said. I mean, there really, really, really isn't anything wrong with what he said. So here's what we know so far. Okay. Everything we talked about on Dear America today. And apparently Ghislaine Maxwell wants to talk, but Congress is supposedly shutting it down. And this goes back to what I was saying earlier when it comes to CNN and the false report about minors. Over the next few weeks, be careful what you read. Be careful what you hear. Okay? Trust the trusted sources. All right, somebody sent me something today. Good friend of mine sent me something today. Said, hey, did you know about this? And it was something about Trump raping a girl when she was 3 years old, like 20-something years ago. Chill. Don't believe everything you read. But, all right, let's go over this statement right here. This is the statement heard around the world. You've all heard this. What's going on with my boys, in some case, gals? I took offense to this, and the first thing I thought was like, dude, I love you, but who are you calling a boy? It ain't boys and gals that are the ones that got you elected. It's like hardcore sheepdog men and real mothers, real wives, real women. So that first sentence pissed me off. And I guess I'm the only one. I don't get down with people calling me boy or sport or whatever. I don't like that shit. I don't. So that first statement kind of pissed me off. Pam Bondi's doing a fantastic job. Nope. Wrong. I don't like what's happening. We're a perfect administration. Talk of the world. Yep. Selfish people trying to hurt it over a guy who never dies. It's Epstein over and over and over. Why are we? And here is the statement I want to talk about right there. Why are we giving publicity to files written by Obama, Hillary, Comey, Brennan, losers and criminals of the Biden administration who conned the world with Russia hoax, 51 intelligence agents, laptop from hell? They created the Epstein files just like they created all this other fake shit. Okay, cool. Whatever. Okay. Mr. President, we didn't create this narrative, okay? If you, your attorney general, your director of the Bureau of Investigation had never said the word Epstein, you'd be smooth sailing right now. We didn't create this problem. You did. Your administration did. Now, I understand you're the president of the United States, and you got a lot of shit on your plate. I get that. And this is probably way, way far down the list. You know, Russia, Ukraine, Israel, Iran, you know, Palestine, the economy, tariffs, gas prices, groceries, the Fed rate, which needs to go down. I get it. ICE, Tom Homan, illegals, rapists, murderers. I get it. And that's why I've given you so much grace. But my graceth runneth thinneth. It's runneth thinneth. You can't send the attorney general to Fox News every 15 minutes for 4 months straight telling us how disgusting it is, how much files she has, how many videos she's had, how much proof they have. You can't have your FBI director go on Sean Ryan, Glenn Beck, and say, yeah, we got the list. Biden hit it. Merrick Garland hit it. They hit it. Yeah, there's a list. And then all of a sudden, hand us a sheet of paper and say, there's nothing. Without giving us a why. There has to be a why. I'm sorry. I love you. I voted for you 3 times. And I'd vote for you again. But you promised transparency. You owe us transparency. And all we're asking for is transparency. You told us there wasn't a list. Now you're telling us there's a made-up list. It's one or the other. And you're starting to sound a lot like them. And I don't like it. I don't like it at all. So that's where I'm at. And listen, for the folks that say, well, the Biden administration deleted the files. Fine. Tell us that. Show me bleached hard drives. And the ashes of documents. I'm fine with that. I'll take that. But don't just come at me and say, it doesn't exist. And then when I get pissed, say, how many times has this guy got to die? They made the list up. Bullshit. They didn't make the list up. Because, listen, if Obama, Biden, and Hillary created this list, you'd be in jail, sir. You'd be in jail. And the biggest two things you have to worry about are E. Jean Carroll accusing you of rape and some damn dumbass judge telling you what Mar-a-Lago is worth would be the least of your problems. If they invented this list, you would be in shackles in an orange jumpsuit right now. Sorry. I don't buy it. I don't buy it. But I'm going to take it like Charlie Kirk says it. We're going to sit. We're going to wait. I'm hopefully going to see what Bongino does is going to tell me everything I need to know. Honestly, it's going to tell me everything I need to know. So we'll see. But that is all the time I have. Thank you guys for coming and hanging out. Listen, check everything in the description. Okay, that's what my little new place card was all about, so I didn't have to run through all this stuff with you. Merch is down there, redpillthreads.com/hot seat. Also, there is audio available. It's new. It's not the same audio links that you guys had in the past. New links are down at the bottom, so I need all of you, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, whatever you listen to podcasts on, if you listen to podcasts, but I know you have Apple Music or Spotify or Pandora, you can just either click the link down there or just search Todd Spears, throw it a follow, and give me a rating. I'd really appreciate it. I really would. That's a way to support me and helping a brother out. So, but other than that, check out Keto Brains and let me get to these questions. Mamoose. On this weed farmer, we'll be curious if he gets to keep his license because all the things they found, he should be rightly void of it. I agree. And some people should go to jail too. Like 100% should go to jail. Alicia, I was told as a Christian should feel sympathy for illegal who died from falling off a roof during the raid. He was on the roof to hide, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. I mean, yeah, I do feel sorry. Regardless of the situation, all right, whether you're illegal, a horrible human being, or even a terrorist, you know, the loss of life is always a bad thing. I mean, as a Christian and as a human, for me, I mean, loss of life is always a bad thing. I mean, that doesn't mean I'm not going to laugh at you, but I mean, I don't want anybody to die. 101, I play WoW. I live in Cali, had a friend and coworker affected by ICE. Coworker's neighbor was deported. He's white American. That's married to a white American. Got sent to Mexico. Needed passports to come back. Holy crap. Hey, tell that person to email me. I'd like to get that story. That's awesome. Like, seriously, I'd like to, seriously, 101, I play WoW. Todd@DearAmericaMedia.com. Please tell them to email me. I'd like to read that story. Trent. Okay, so what Trump is doing sure sounds like gaslighting and covering up something. I still support MAGA, but I'm not liking his words when it comes to Epstein. He's covering something up. I mean, man, I can neither confirm nor deny. I'm so confused right now. I don't know whether I'm coming or going. Teresa Warner, we haven't seen any arrest, and now this shit with Bondi. Hell no. I agree. Trent, again, and what makes it worse is the Dems are on board and covering it up too. It's all sounding swampy. Yeah, Hakeem Jeffries finally made a statement today saying some stuff like, the chickens are going to come to roost. The chickens coming to roost with the Epstein list. Yeah, okay. Whatever, dude. Teresa, the left, if the left isn't freaking out about the list, that should be throwing up red flags for all of us. Agreed. I agree. I mean, Pelosi and them are awfully quiet right now. Awfully quiet. Alicia, girlfriends through New York as a location for Bachelorette. I told him unless boys come too. Will's not going to want me to go. I can't even say California is a great state to visit really anymore unless you know where to go. Yeah, that's pretty much anywhere, though. Shock. Nice bougie new haircut today. Tell Spoticus hi from all of us in the mafia. Man, what's wrong with my haircut? I can't tell y'all like what my end goal is for my hair because y'all will really make fun of me. But anyway, that's all the time I got. I got to go. I got to get out of here. I will be live on Dear America with Graham, the cowboy. And I think the Mexican's still on. Uh-oh. Jimmy Fred. On Epstein's floor, the layout went Cali utility room, cell, utility room, cell, mirrored directly across and mirrored below. I have to assume there was a ladder or hatch between floor. I mean, honestly, man, anything's possible at this point, dude. Like seriously, I'm so conspiracy theory ridden right now. I mean, I really am. But anyway, that's all the time I got. Don't forget to check out all the sponsors, Mate Wellness Link, the socials, Todd Spears, 1776, everywhere. We will be raiding Free Castle, a.k.a. TJ, a.k.a. Take Up Your Cross. Go check him out. But other than that, I will see you guys tomorrow, bright and early, on Dear America. And do not forget, you guys know the deal. As always, I love you, I miss you, and you know I mean it. Take care, guys. I reach towards the sky, say-